And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. And we're going to bring you our commentary and our opinions regarding today's economic and financial events. Today is April 7th, 2020. It is Tuesday. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. You know, we live in interesting times.
We live in interesting times. We live in fascinating times.
And sometimes stressful times, but still interesting times.
Stressful times, scary times.
Yes.
Things are a-changing.
Yes, they are
changing. Things are a-changing. Things are changing.
That's back in the 60s. You're telling some aging now, darling. But anyway.
My mom told me about it.
Oh, is that what it was? Or your grandma, one or the other. Okay. But, yeah, we're seeing things, and I'm excited about it. Not in a sense it's a bad thing. Not that reason. But it's prophecy being fulfilled there in the Bible years ago, and things you talk about a long time. So it's kind of exciting to see our God's hands. He's still on the throne. He's still in charge. So exciting times, interesting times, times to learn, be cautious, be wise, don't panic, think things through, and do what's right. And that's what you're trying to get people to do for a lot of years, and I think I have tried to do the same thing. So, yeah, we got a lot of news covered today, and I think we need to put it all together like a puzzle and figure out what our next move should be.
And before we do that, though, Butch, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to give the market prices today. Gold did try to get off the ground but struggled a little bit. It was down $6.20 at $16.55. But we did have a low of 1635, so it came back quite strong. Silver, same kind of a day, 1503, down 9 pennies. Platinum was up $1, 745. Palladium was up $38 at 2237. The USDX was down 0.91 at 99.87. Crude oil was down 1.59 at 24.49. And the stock markets today, some of the numbers are still coming through. Dow at one point in time was up over 900 points, but couldn't hold it. Down 26 points at 22,653. The NASDAQ was down 25 points, 7,887. The S&P was down 4 at 2,659. They all had that same type of a day. Strong all day long, and the last hour of trade, they just began to fall apart. The Dow fell apart a little bit earlier than that, but they tried to get it to the positive side. It was teetering between red and green, but couldn't do it. 26 points down after a 900-point up day.
And you know, I'm going to say this real quickly. The Dow being up at all shows that the facts doesn't really affect the Dow or the markets very much at all. It's all contrived. But it'd be up at all with all that's going on is amazing.
Well, what does affect it is the trillions of dollars that's being pummeled in there by the Fed and our U.S. government corporations. And all you hear about is some of these multinational corporations are going to pull back their buybacks. But you have governments instead, and they're proud of it. So all that money that made the paper markets go up, it's all coming from the Fed and the government. It's your money. It is.
It's all credit.
And that's why most likely they're giving you your $600 a month or $1,200 a month. So hey, you're getting a little part of the pie.
12% actually goes to people. 12% of the $2.2 trillion goes to people. But it's all credit. But the Dow is functional on credit now for how many years?
The two point plus trillion doesn't go to the people.
No, 12% of it does. That's it. Rest of it goes to public broadcast and other places. I looked it up online. It's amazing.
Yeah, and the thing of it is, supposedly we're having a health crisis. We're having a virus crisis. We're having a pandemic. And guess who gets the least of all the money? The hospitals. The hospitals, food care, the food programs. All of that, they get the least amount that really takes care, that we can say takes care of people. People that would need it. And then Schumer comes out today, and he thinks that everybody, and God bless them. Don't get me wrong. They're there working. Front line. He wants to give them $25,000. A bonus. $25,000 bonus. You know, I'm just saying. Hey, in the meantime, how about giving my little dog, Ruby, $25,000? Because she has to put up with me when I'm all stressed out. How about that?
Well, jeez, you know, I wish I was rich as a Fed. Had all that money to throw away.
It's amazing how rich they are when the people of this country are so poor.
That's exactly right.
Anyway, let me get
credit's
back
wonderful
to
thing. Credit's wonderful I mean, thing. Go ahead.
10-year yield, 0.74%. That was at 0.06. Euro 109. Let's see. Everybody was up 2%, almost, you know. It's irritating. But you know what? I don't know if they didn't fix it. Again, I'm going to have to print this page out and compare it and do a little more investigation on this. But all the sector performances, the retail, communications, non-durable, consumer non-durables, electronic technology, consumer durables, they're all in the negative. Big. So it's like, well, how did that ever manage to have a 900-point up day? I'm just saying. It's just...
Doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? Doesn't make a lot of sense.
No.
I mean, it flies in the face of logic.
It does make a lot of sense if you know what's going on.
Yeah, that's true. But as far as the real numbers and the real situations, it's flying in the face of logic. It doesn't make any sense. But if you know what's going on, obviously it does, because we know it's all smoke and mirrors.
I had some reports, and I guess my little doggy ate the homework. She ate my homework. I'm going to blame her. I'm going to take away her bonus. But I had some things I'd wanted to talk about, a little bit about Boeing and so forth. The Democrats are begging that they take some stimulus and so forth, because they're closing down their plants and everything like that, and they still get money from the stimulus package, because the aero industry got a boatload of money, so they'll still get money. They're still laying off people. They're still closing factories because people are testing positive for this. So I guess they're holding out for a little bit more. They'll still get what part of the $17 billion of, the $500 billion for these multinational corporations, for big business. So it's just U.S. Treasury Secretary is trying to seek an additional $250 billion for small businesses. Just like anything else government does, they're supposed to roll it out without a hitch on Friday. And I guess the whole thing collapsed. So I doubt if anybody's going to get any money. And all the money that people were supposed to get was supposed to be pretty quick. Now you're looking at next week, maybe the week after.
If you're
just
lucky.
Like anything else. I don't know how... People think, you know, it would be any different. You know, government can't do things well.
Well, they get in their own way. But, you know, you mentioned the airlines, or Boeing. The airlines are asking for a $50 billion bailout. And the biggest reason is, this is American, Delta, Southwest, United, calling the big four flyers. The reason they say they want the bailout, because they spend $45 billion of their own money buying back their own stock to keep the shareholders happy. So,
yep.
I mean, this, what a rat race. What a rat race. They want $50 billion to then get your money back on the stocks.
Yeah, I know. It is incredible, isn't it?
It is. It is. It makes no sense.
It makes no sense at all. But the one thing I did want to talk about is mortgages. Forbearance requests on mortgages grew by 1,270% between the week of March 2nd and the week of March 16th. They jumped another almost 1,900% between the week of March 16th and the week of March 30th. These are numbers that were just released by the Mortgage Bankers Association. It's also getting more difficult for borrowers to even get through to their mortgage services to make these requests. So again, it shows the CARE Act that was passed, and I just hate calling it the CARE Act, but everybody loves it, that was signed on March 27th by President Donald Trump. The government did implement the mortgage relief measures. It mandates, before he actually signed the bill, it mandates that all borrowers with government-backed mortgages, about 62% of all first lien mortgages, according to the Urban Institute, will be allowed to delay at least 90 days the monthly payments, and possibly up to a year's worth. Mm-hmm. Those payments must ultimately be remitted either at the end of the loan term or in a structured modification plan. So, again, and I get people, I'm not taking away the difficulties people have. It just goes and confirms people are not prepared. They have no money to prepare for an emergency. You know, they get bailed out just as the big companies do. And by rights that they should, you know, hey, I'm not arguing that they shouldn't. But then you have the people who do save, who do make sure their mortgages are paid and so forth. And but here these payments can be remitted at the end of the term. Almost a whole year. That's pretty nice to have a year's worth of your mortgage payments wiped out.
That is pretty good. That is pretty good. That's remarkable.
So, you know, and these are government loans. So what about other loans?
Well, can I ask you, this is a question, maybe you, I don't know, but I just reading about the small business optimism according to small business, I'm trying to find the name of this, the economic situation of small businesses obviously is really bad, and the National Federation of Independent Businesses are saying that their index failed, their index optimism failed by 8.1%. It's lowest it's been in 39 months. But it's just amazing to me how businesses are wanting to borrow money, and how's that fair when they're doing well? This comes up and nothing happens that they can really do about this, but they're hurting now, so they want to borrow money and keep the businesses afloat. That's kind of a double whammy. That just doesn't sound right. Somebody worked 12, 15 years, get a business built up, and then they have to go back in debt again to keep it going. But the NFIB chief, you know, William Dunkelkirk said it is vital that these businesses have access to federal funds that are made available through the CARES Act that you just mentioned to keep the doors open. And I agree they should have help, but it's not fair to them to have to pay back money that they lost through no fault of their own. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I do, but the whole point of it is it really is a double-edged sword.
It is, yes.
But as much as you want to help people, and I don't want to sound like I'm this nasty young person. But, you know, if you don't put things aside to help through difficult times, who's to say and who gets the bailouts and who doesn't, no matter what level? The only reason they're doing this for small businesses now is because, can you even imagine if the big businesses were the only ones that got bailed out this time around? Oh, there'd be heck to pay. So, you know, they're broadening the measure to calm the masses. So, you know, people have been conditioned to use other people's money to run your business. And you take out all the profits, and then you go buy the trinkets that you buy and so forth and whatnot. That's okay, but you know what? During hard times, how about taking some of that money that you did take out and put it back into your own company to keep it going? So you don't have to go into debt. So you don't have to borrow. And if you do borrow, you pay it back. Nothing should be a grant.
I totally agree with that. I do. Although I know some businesses,
of course. What's the next one going to be?
Yeah, that's right. But I do know some businesses.
Why should taxpayers bail out these businesses?
I totally agree. We started bailing them out back in the 80s with Chrysler. You remember that, don't you?
That was the test. Everything is tested.
Yes, it was.
And it was wrong. You knew it would be successful because it was, you know, this was a program that was a test. It had to be successful. Because that's how they get every. That's how they got everybody else on board for all the other ones down the road. I mean, how many times do we have to bail out the airlines? They're the worst business managers on the planet. Oil prices go up a little bit. Next thing you know, they're ready to, you know, go belly up. I mean, how many of them have we bailed out over the years, one way or another? And we just keep bailing them out. But that's what we have. So,
well, when you have a whole economy run on credit, businesses and feds or federal governments or whatever, and even states to a certain extent, are run on credit. That's going to happen. If they don't bail them out, then everybody fails. They have to keep the thing moving so they do it with more credit. And we end up paying it. That's the whole point. It comes back down to guys like you and I and people that are struggling to make it already end up paying this money for the bailouts. Now, this $2.2 trillion, don't know how they're going to get that back. I don't think they intend to. I think they do a global reset, and it's going to be a huge, huge hit on people. Huge hit. When you get into the world currency, then a local currency is under that, it's going to be a very big change in people's lives. We'll never go back to normal again. Never, ever, ever, if you want to call what was last in March, January and February, what was normal. We'll never go back to what was normal back in January ever again. It's not going to happen in America or worldwide, I don't think.
No. I mean, we're moving into a, you know, anything can happen. But on the other hand, we're heading down this path, and you know, it's we're not going back. There's no returning.
We can't go back, Melody.
This was a one-way trip.
We can't go back. We can't.
We can't.
We're too far down the road. We can't go back.
We've passed that point of no return.
Yes, we have.
And that was a long time ago.
This was the final nail in the coffin, so to speak, I do believe. I do believe that.
When we start seeing these financial numbers come out, and, you know, when everybody is over the shock and awe of the virus, and we begin to see these numbers start trickling down, I mean, come on. 10 million up to 20 million jobs lost. Do you think they're going to come back tomorrow? That they're going to come immediately be back even after the month of April? Do you think they've all been rescued and they're all going to open their doors?
Back to full capacity? No.
No. We'll be right back. We're heading into a break. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please make sure you visit the website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And I don't know, products available. I mean, Gold Eagles are available. Buffaloes, American Buffaloes are available, but they're like 2-3 weeks out for deliveries. And you're paying probably 8%, 9% over spot. So most people are still buying the Australian kangaroos. You don't have to pay as much premium until some of those other and again, I don't want to hear about, I only want American coins, I only want this, I only want that. You know, you're supposed to stretch your dollar the furthest. That's what makes you a smart investor. So again, it's you know, when the premiums come down on gold buffaloes, and when the premiums come down on American Gold Eagles, trade your coins if you want them. Good grief. But the whole point is eliminating your fiat dollars and getting something that's real, real money. That's why you're doing this. And there's just so much misinformation floating around on the internet. Excuse me. It just drives me insane. And so, you know, be careful out there. You know, and I hear the same thing. Well, nobody will want my foreign. Who's going to buy my foreign gold? Everybody. Who's going to want to buy my 90% silver? Everybody. Who's going to want to buy my $20 gold pieces, my pre-33s? What, are you crazy? There's not going to be a limited market on selling back your items. I don't care what you have. You want to stay with the highly recognizable and acceptable. Yeah, you don't want to. If it's the last coin in the world and it's a coin from Timbuktu, then you buy it. If it's the last coin in the world and you're trying to get rid of your paper money. You know, I mean, this is how you buy things. You always want to buy the, you know, yeah, you want to get American Gold Eagles, but you know, why pay 8% over spot? $20 gold pieces, you're sometimes, depending on how many you're buying, you're not even paying that much. Doesn't make sense, Butch. People are not using their thinking. They're not using their the thing above their shoulders that the good Lord gave them, God gave them. So anyway, give us a call at 800-375-4188. Silver Eagles, no Silver Eagles. They come and go. But I did have an article that my dog ate on some of the mints that are beginning to reopen. Let me see if I can pull this up here. You might see a little bit of an ease. The Swiss refineries are beginning to run again. Three major plants in the Swiss canton of Ticino, Europe's biggest gold refining hub, have said they have permission from local authorities to run their factories at a limited rate. A lot of these plants were shut down for almost 2 weeks, and which cut off a key source of bullion supply, and it made it harder, of course, for people to find gold bars. The difficulty of running gold factories and finding flights to ship them to New York and London, of course, that has rattled the market, and another reason why we're having a little bit of difficulties in getting gold and silver, well, gold particularly, not silver so much. So good news. Of course, we heard the Royal Canadian Mint was open briefly and then somebody tested positive and they shut down again. So I'm not sure if you're going to find this with some of these Swiss refineries. Pamp and Valcambi, they're going to operate at less than 50% of capacity. So even if they're running at 50% or reduced levels, hopefully it'll loosen up some of the supply. But then again, the flights coming into the country, not sure, if that will keep the pressure on some of this, some of the items that come from outside of the country. So that will all keep premiums high. And so, I don't know where this is heading, Butch. Not sure. The prices rise, premiums come down. You're going to end up paying the same thing anyway. So just get in there and buy it. I mean, that's the whole point of things. Some things are better to buy. A little bit lesser premium, and those are the ones that you should look at and purchase. That's the smart way of buying investments. So,
you see, folks, anyway. While I work with Melody, she tells you the truth. She doesn't try to charge you 50% of the premium like a lot of them do because they can now because something's scarce. She tells you the truth. Matter of fact, she won't even sell them to you if the premium's too high. I've never seen a dealer do that before, Melody. I think you're the first I've ever heard this, Al. I'm not going to sell them to you at this price, even though it's what you pay anywhere else, because I'm not going to do that to you. You're kind of a rare bird that way. You know that.
Can I be a rare swan or something?
There you go. But
not just any old bird.
not just any old buzzard or nothing. You'll be a swan, okay. But with all sincerity, I mean, people mm-hmm. are price gouging. I mean, I know they're paying that themselves. They're paying more on also, but they're really...
Premiums are higher.
Retailer.
My cost
yes,
is
are.
Higher. That is
yes.
true.
So, but these people sometimes have no conscience on that. You do. That's exactly why I recommend everybody work with Melody Cederstrom. She'll tell you the truth. You may have to wait a little while to get something that she feels comfortable selling you, but don't be impatient. Let her work with you. Save you a few bucks and increase your amount that you can acquire with the dollar you have. It's just that simple. So she'll work with you, and that's the most important thing about working with Melody Cederstrom. Now I'll shut up and let you go ahead.
Oh, okay. I guess there's a Tylenol shortage. I guess everybody going out there buying Tylenol in case they have a fever.
Well, I don't want to even go with all that, but the information, I'll just share very quickly some information, headlines, but because of COVID-19, folks, it's not the point now whether it's hyped up or it's not. This is not the issue now, not right now. The issue is it's affecting a lot of people in a lot of different ways. That's the issue right now. We have to debate among ourselves what's real and what's fake here, but nonetheless, truckers are warning that confusion could bring in a shutdown with the truckers. Matter of fact, the Owner-Operator Independent Driver Association sent a letter Friday to President Trump saying, help, Mayday, 911, 911, and 911. They were asking for help. I don't know what they intend to do with this. I mean, the trucking supply chain could be in jeopardy. If it is, that means there's not much left to move on. Right now in Florida, the food bank lines, are miles long. Now, you can find this, folks. You can go on the Internet, search it for yourself, see a picture of the place. Online food services are running short on food as far as getting orders filled. And in a little town in Louisiana, they call it a parish, a little town in Louisiana, has a curfew now, and they put off a siren at curfew time. So everybody knows it's time to go in the house. They're using planes in Detroit for surveillance in the streets. And in Gunnison County, Colorado, if you come in from out of county, I guess without the proper paperwork, you can be fined $5,000 and 18 months in jail. Now, this is all documented. I research it. I don't just go with one source, folks. I wouldn't do that. It takes at least two or three sources for me to prove what's been said here. But if you cross into Gunnison County, Colorado, from any other county in the state, you could be fined $5,000 and 18 months in jail. In a little town in Massachusetts, I don't know if I can pronounce it right, Lyrickster, Walmart employee would only sell one customer two cans of Lysol. So she was spraying her eyes with Lysol because she wouldn't sell more than two cans. They haven't caught the person yet, but that's really happening. And if you go online, look this up. Please do this. Don't take my word for it. Look up this paper, Scenarios for Future for Technologies and International Development. Scenarios for Future for Technologies and International Development. That's put up by the Rockefeller Foundation. You'll read, and this has been out several years ago, you'll read the same exact scenario playing back then that we're seeing today with a situation that just like we have now, where businesses will shut down, sporting events will shut down. This was written in the Rockefeller paperwork. Again, scenario for future future technologies and international development. This is, you can find it 51 pages long. And one of the things, Bill, this is the truth, they said that they would have short supplies on, is toilet paper. That's in the paperwork. I saw it with my own eyes. Toilet paper. They planned this a long time ago. Whether, there's not the point now, folks, whether it's for real or not, or hyped up or not. The point of it is, it's working. We had a coup worldwide, economic coup, including here in America. And I'll never go back to what it was before. Ever. And the food banks in the country are saying, warning that they're going to run short on food as economic suffering explodes all over America. Now, this is almost unheard of in America, Melody. Not many times do many people in this country go to bed hungry unless they want to. And that's the truth, isn't it?
That is true.
So if we've had a really, in my lifetime, my mom and dad always worked hard and had tough times making sometimes, but I never went to bed hungry. I may have had a bowl of brown beans and cornbread supper, but that's what I grew up with, and that's what I liked it. So, you know, it's fine with me, but we never went to bed hungry. Never had to sleep in a bed without covers on us, and we never got cold. We got cold in the house, but we were warm in the bed. I mean, these are things that we never had to live through in our lifetime. But with this economic turndown, what could this look like a few months now, Millie? If they end at the end of April, if they go for another month with this shut off, businesses shut off, and everything slowing down, how many months or years will it take to get it back up to full force again, if we ever did? And with this slowdown, how far out will this reach into our supply line for food and other things? If they start trying to crank it back up at the end of this month, it's not going to come back the next week, is it?
Well, you know, what concerns me about the food supply is we get so much from outside of this country.
Yes, we do.
And we do. Like our produce, you know, we import more agriculture than what we export. And so you have to look to see where the food comes from.
That's very true.
And how soon are they, you'd have to think. Like, I don't know. I mean, they might still be letting the supplies come in. So, but if there's certain places where it's not coming in at, you know, that food is destroyed, rotted, thrown away, I don't know.
Well,
because we're going through this, you know, I get a lot of theories, and we talk theories of what we can expect, and we go by history, we use a little bit of this, we use a little bit of this, and, you know, we can come up with, you know, some sort of scenario. You hear people with other scenarios. We've never been in this water before. This is uncharted water.
Yes, it is. It really is.
We don't know. We can kind of assume, but we really don't know how it's going to play out.
We're in deeper water
than
we've ever
been
before
in history. We know it's not our best benefit. Yeah, we know it's not going to be for our best benefit, that's for sure. That's a given. But, I mean, we know we have the problem. We know they're going to default. So that's why, Butch, I always kind of stay where I know for sure things are going to happen. How they reopen this country, I don't know. Go ahead.
It's going to be interesting. I'm going to say, one of the top officials with the IMF is saying this, the coronavirus pandemic has created an economic crisis like no other, one that is way worse than the 2008 global financial crisis. And it says, goes on to say, never in the history of the IMF have we witnessed a world economy come to a standstill. Kristalina Georgieva, managing director of IMF, said that at a news conference, and we never had this happen before worldwide. Even the IMF saying that. So yeah, we do know this is uncharted water. This has never happened before. A worldwide economy collapse. We know all the nations, basically, Melody, were going broke anyway. They were just like they were run on credit. Maybe this was a good scenario to bring the world economy to a crash so they can reset the world economy. That, to me, that makes sense. But I don't know that. It's just something that we never saw before in our lifetimes or in the history of this country and the world, literally, I guess you could say. So time will tell.
And you know, we hear, and what's really fascinating is like all the news out there, it's all about the virus. It's nothing, it isn't about anything else.
No, it isn't.
And so I don't think people really grasp just how bad things are because you're in your home. You know, most people, I mean, there's have food so far. You know, they still get to go to the grocery store. They might not be able to buy what they want, but there's something there that they can buy. And their money probably hasn't run out yet. And they haven't realized, and they're just assuming they're going to be going back to work in 2 weeks, 3 weeks. So it's kind of like up until this point, we were being told we had the greatest economy in the world. But the reality showed us something different. The numbers were showing, but it didn't seem that people paid attention. It's like kind of the same thing. It's like, I don't think people have a clue on what's going to unfold in front of us. Not a clue.
We don't. We have theories, ideas, but you're right, not a clue. Not a clue.
And I don't think people realize how bad it's going to be.
No. Well, do you remember Phil Hudock, our producer, did all the seminars for Warsome, and he still does take care of all of our computer work as far as putting online streaming. His daughter Natasha and her husband Lee went to Philippines a month and a half ago, and he barely, by the grace of God, got one of the last flights out of the country. The couple that was there with them didn't make it out in time. They're stuck there, but now they're having food riots in the Philippines. And the ministry works that they were with in the Philippines are asking people to send money so they can help people buy food. They're having food riots. They can't afford it. And people are starting to starve in the Philippines. Now, I know where that way. Say, well, that's a long way from us. That's not America. Folks, please get over that arrogant idea that it can't happen in America. They thought the same thing in Venezuela. They thought it in Germany. They thought it all around the world. This is going to affect us if they do reset the currencies. And they're going to. When they do it. Melody, it's going to destroy the dollar, obviously. And it's going to hurt everyone. People who are retired, people who are working. It's going to hurt a lot of people more than I think we can comprehend right now. We don't even know ourselves. But this is happening in countries before where they never had the situation. People are actually starting to get angry. Even in China, although they're locked in their apartments a lot of places, they're screaming out the windows that this is all fake. At least that's according to, I don't speak Chinese, that's according to articles online that I checked out. So, it's interesting. This is worldwide. After the break, I want you to tell us what a worldwide reset would mean. What that could mean to all of us, if you don't mind.
You got it. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
Just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And what an interesting world. I'm going to start every segment with what an interesting world in which we live.
Well, very quickly, explain to us what a reset means. Very quickly, because I do want to share an article with Greg.
Very simply, it's just the default on the dollar. I mean, it's the default on debt. And all the, you just cannot put trillions, billions and trillions and trillions of dollars into all of these economies. They were all based on debt. There was not one single economy that was running on its own. It was all stimulus from central banks and governments to keep these world economies afloat, to keep people employed. And they're going to print until it breaks. And I think we're close to that breaking point. They will all default on that debt. All of your assets are going to go from, you know, you'll lose 70% at least. At least.
And how will you make it back?
You won't.
That's the whole point. There you go.
You won't. You can't. And in just the stock market, people are so buffaloed. Even people who know what's going on. The stock market's up 3,000, 4,000 points since the low in this last, you know, this little debacle. And it's like all of a sudden, it's like what? You don't need gold anymore? You're not at risk for losing your assets anymore? That change, that $3,000, $4,000 increase in the Dow, that was enough to keep you happy? I don't get it. When the stock market dropped from almost 30,000 down to 20,000, I mean, oh my gosh, you thought the world was coming to an end. But a week of positive gains, and now it's everybody's like, oh, it got a little quiet. It's mind-boggling, Butch.
I know it is.
How much impact psychologically that paper market has on people.
Well, it's like the news, 24/7, bang, bang, thump, thump, big gun, shoot, that's coronavirus at us. Everybody's, you know, it's got the body into that, but, you know, and that's all. So it's the same thing. The markets, that's what they believe in. That's what the markets are saying. We got to believe them. That's just a sad thing, but it's true. But I would like, this article is about five paragraphs long. I'd like to share this because I thought it was very well done. It's by Greg Hunter, USAWatchdog.com. Catherine Austin Fitz said, "We borrowed it from the future, and now it's over." And I think this is something folks you need to pay attention to, because this comes from somebody that we'll say was an insider. Investment advisor and former assistant secretary of housing Catherine Austin Fitz says, we've been printing massive amounts of dollars, and if you look at all the things we did to stop high-speed debasement and unprecedented inflation, we've kind of run out of tricks. Inflation is really sneaking up. My question is basically shutting down the small businesses and the small farm economy at high speed the way they have done. Is that protecting us from going up a inflationary, frightening inflation? Are we at Weimar Republic kind of inflation rates? I have been telling my subscribers to plant, because the price of food is going to go through the roof. Now, folks, this is coming from Catherine Austin Fitz. Another one of the questions, what's pressing for war? Is the debt spiral up and the inflation spiral up? Is that more than they can handle? Fitz also says the covert war going on now is about the U.S. dollar and countries who want to stop using it for trade. The dollar is used less. It will be worth less and maybe much less. Fitz says we have tried to keep all the oil sales in the world going through the dollar. Of course, that's put everyone back into our jurisdiction. The world doesn't want to do that anymore. They want to be free to trade. You're seeing more and more central banks around the world doing swap lines and direct relationships between central bank to central bank to try to do what is called de-dollarization. So you have the world, wanting to move outside our channel, and you have the Anglo-American Alliance trying to protect the dollar syndicate that is part of the economic war that is going on. Fitch says whatever happens on the global stage, it means the days of the subsidy that kept the game inside America is over. So, how do you radically reduce the size of the financial footprint that stops inflation from going wild? They say folks, it stops. They got stopes. How do you take the subsidy away from the American middle class without a major civil war? What we did was the China trade, and now it's over. Everybody's America said, fine, we will go along. Well, this is the price. You borrowed from the future, and now it's over. Why the sudden record gun buying in America? Fitch says. They understand that the rule of law is steadily being diminished. They see all sorts of behavior that is lawless. They see people in poverty. So if anything goes for the big guys, then anything goes for us. Part of what is happening is we are dealing with a spiritual war. Boy, she hit that right on the head. And there are serious demonic and occult forces at work. There's nothing they would love more than to stop the churches and stop people from getting together and praying and inviting in the divine and angelic hope every Sunday. She said, I'm with the president. I think stopping the churches from gathering is a very, very terrible idea. Fitch also still thinks gold was a good investment that will outperform most investments in 2020. Now, she said a mouthful there, Melody, from someone that will say was once an insider. She's not a common guy just on the street talking. She sees what's happening. People are buying guns and ammunition, records amounts, and they are starting to see lawlessness. Matter of fact, Ammon Bundy, you remember them, of course, from the Bundy Ranch in Nevada some years ago, had a meeting, and they called it a Liberty Rebellion in Idaho, threatens to undermine coronavirus orders. They met against the rules out there and said, it's time, you know, we hope... We got to stand together, so our rights are infringed upon enough. We can physically stand in defense, whatever we need to do. They're talking about open revolution, right? I use the word revolution. I don't like it, but I can't change that. That's what they're saying. Kind of scary, isn't it?
Well, I mean, these are just the times that we're in.
They are, absolutely. Fulfilling scripture. That's fulfilling the Dimitri Dudeman's prophecies from back in the 80s that America would go to civil war, then they would be invaded. Yeah. But they had a minor bank run in a middle class neighborhood in Baltimore. It was actually a MECU credit union located at 2337 East Northern Parkway in Baltimore. And those lower middle class working families. They were lined up at the money out of the bank. And you remember the video I sent you weeks ago, the lady from FDIC says, don't take your money out of the bank. Mm-hmm. It's safe with us. They're afraid of bank runs. If there is a bank run, what would the Fed do? Have another bank holiday? It's very possible. And Melody, why would a bank need a full staff when at least 80% of them aren't doing anything now? They need 3 or 4 to run windows. The inside the bank is basically dead. No one's going in and getting loans. Nothing's going on. Why do they need a full staff? What could happen to the banking industry?
Well, yeah, and these people in Baltimore from the lower end of things, they probably just went and took their money out because they needed it. And that's probably all they had.
That could be very true, but it still hurts the banks. It still scares the banks.
Because the banks don't have any, and credit unions don't have any money in there. You know, that's called fractional reserve banking. They don't have all that cash in there to hand out to everybody. It gets used. So, yeah, I mean, everything is just all on the cusp of collapsing. You talk about bank holidays. Well, every bank in this country has closed their lobby. You can only go through the drive-through. To me, that's a partial closing.
Yes, it is.
Well, I can go in there anytime you want. Well, for now, maybe. You have to have an appointment, so no, you just can't walk in when you want. So to me, that's a partial closing of the bank.
Our family doctor has cut his day in half. He comes in at 8, goes out 12 now. They cut their staff in half, their hours in half, I should say.
My doctor's not working at all.
Really? Yeah, he's only working half a day in that. But yeah, this is something I think we'll see here. We're running out of time. This one I think we'll see here pretty soon too. The Spanish government aims to roll out basic income soon. I think this will happen in America soon also. Social Security Minister Jose Luis Escriba is coordinating a project that plans to put some sort of basic income in place as soon as possible, with the main focus on assisting families. Cabano, who also serves as a deputy prime minister, said in an interview Sunday night with Spanish broadcaster La Sexta. But the government broadcast broader ambition is that basic income become an instrument that pays forever. Let that sink in, folks. Becomes a structural instrument, a permanent instrument, she said. Spain is dealing with the second worst coronavirus outbreak in Europe, and the pandemic has pushed the government to order a state of emergency, which has put the country in lockdown, driven the economy to a standstill. The government has announced a barrage of policies to assist self-employed workers and companies, mainly small, medium-sized, but also said that more measures will be required. So Spain is talking about putting UBIs into permanent place in Spain. Melody, that's coming to America. You know it is.
Of course it is.
It's coming to America.
And because people aren't working, they'll embrace it.
Of course.
Heartily.
It's free
they'll
money.
Embrace it heartily.
Free money.
Yeah.
You know?
Free money. Let those multinational billionaires pay for it. They're not the ones who are going to pay for it.
I totally agree. But, you know, if there is a reset, then all of us will be leaving probably at least half our earnings right now. Wouldn't you say it'd be true as far as our earnings and our retirement cut about half by that when that happens? The dollar's destroyed. Would that not pretty much take our income down to 50% at least?
Oh, minimum. Minimum of it. I mean, you're looking at 70, 75, maybe even 80%.
That is huge. And talking about me too, how are we going to survive, folks, if you don't have something to back it up? If you don't have something in your hand, still of value, to back it up, how are you going to eat until everything goes back, something goes back in place, at least some way to supplement your earnings, your monies, until you have something that you can take your new money and get new money with? I think about these things because I think it's imminent. I may be wrong. But all this happening worldwide, folks, not just America, worldwide economic collapse is happening before our very eyes. It's affecting the world monetary system and trade system. It's going to bring us to our knees economically and already has in America. And not a shot was fired when this coup happened. Always wondering how they're going to do this. Well, they showed us. They did it with a virus. Amazing.
You know, we often talk about, you know, we in the past we talked about, you know, and Catherine's correct. You know, we Bob Chapman used to say all the time, you know, we exported our inflation to China and we bought all their China cheap trinkets. These were all games and everything that they played on the American people. And, you know, it was floated this wealth, this some sort of wealth, even though it was by debt. You know, and everybody lived great lives and you know, they could do whatever they want. It was the me society. They conditioned us to be thinking about, I mean, it's just one, two, you can go back. You don't even have to go back 100 years. Just go back 30 or 40. And you can see all the different programs and everything that they did in order to get us to where we are today. And yes, things are going to change mightily. And again, I'm going back to what I said in the beginning. I don't think folks can grasp. Maybe we're just in denial. But we talked about the end game. We don't know how we get to the end game, but we know the end game. We know the last chapter. And we know how this all ends. And, you know, even Andrew Yang, when he was campaigning for president, one of the interviews I heard him on the radio, he was talking about what's going to face this country in the next 2 years, 3 years. And that was loss of jobs due to technology and robots. He says the government has not addressed this issue. Well, you know what? If you hand out the UBIs, they've addressed the issue. And that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to give everybody $1,000 or so bucks. Unless you were over 65. Then they're just killing you now. They'll just kill you now. Get you off those programs so you don't get Social Security, so you're not a useless eater anymore. It's bizarre, Butch, when you see all these things that we've talked about off and on for so long. It's here.
It's happening before our very eyes in a way that I never thought it would happen. I didn't know it was going to happen, but I never would have dreamed that everybody would just sit down and shut up without a whimper and watch
it happen. Always hoped that it would go longer than, you know. I was always hoping it was more in the future, but it isn't.
No, it isn't. Well, it had to happen sooner or later. We know that. And again, I think this so-called virus was a good scapegoat for the nation, for the world's economies to collapse, because they were all collapsing anyway. So I think it's a good reason to say, well, let's close them down. Let's just shut them down. It's falling anyway, but let's blame it on this. And it's worked pretty well in this country. I assume it is other countries also. But we are going to see things happen that we never dreamed possible in this country. Really, I think we're going to see food riots, people starving, more people starving. And with the reset, only God knows what the future holds. I don't. I don't. All we can do, Melody, is what we're doing right now. I try to tell them, please prepare. Get some food. I mean, while you still can, if you can find it anywhere, and it's scarce to find store food. Get what you can. If you have to go to the Walmart and buy 10 cans of corn, get what you can. Stock up. I think you're going to need it. I really do. Even New Millennium with Big Berkey, so Alaberkey water filters. They're about 2 months out before you get more in. So, folks, it's a time to do it while you can. Don't put it off. Please.
And we're out of time. How about that? We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned, and we'll be back. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.